Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. I'm going to be your almost humble host. Almost. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities, Spider-Man, highly applicable today. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? It turns out we won't find out October 1st, but about October 5th. What we're going to do is review the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Also, we're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. You know what we've done? We've decided to do something completely different. We've added sound effects, and they're placed at the wrong time and have nothing to do with the show.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
That is legendary, ladies and gentlemen. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing those thingies, taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers, have yet to visit the show. I don't know what to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center as an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
As a mom, there are many important decisions to balance when selecting a school for your child. What are the school's educational standards? Typical class sizes? Is there after-school care or tutoring options available? What kind of extracurricular activities can my child participate in? There are so many important decisions to think about when choosing a school. Reformation Lutheran has a Christ-centered curriculum that exceeds the state of California's educational curriculum standards. They're nationally accredited, they offer smaller class sizes than public schools, after-school tutoring for no additional costs, they have outstanding athletic programs, they've even implemented Spanish classes into their curriculum, and they offer music.
If you call Reformation Lutheran in the month of August, they'll give you $500 off your school tuition for the 2014-2015 school year, just for mentioning KPRZ. Don't wait. Call them today at 858-279-3311 or go to reformationschoolsd.org. That's reformationschoolsd.org. At Reformation Lutheran, their education lasts more than a lifetime.
Hi, this is S. Craig Perry. Do you have money you don't want to lose or just sitting around? Then pay attention. This is not an indexed annuity, but similar. I have a new product whereby your lump sum of money, depending on your age, could double immediately as a death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, unlike annuities where the growth is taxable. Example, I have a 56-year-old male who gave $50,000 to the insurance company, and they increased it to over $104,000. Mind you, he can't take that money out in one lump sum, but he can borrow on the cash value or take a withdrawal after 1 year. And the best part is, if he needs long-term care or home care, he can take a partial withdrawal to help pay the cost. How great is that? Immediate growth might be doubled depending on your age, death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, deemed as life insurance, some nursing home and home care coverage, and some withdrawal privilege. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247 to find out your immediate interest bonus to your initial premium. Love you all and God bless. This is a great product.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Whatever a spider can, spins a web any size, catches speeds just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We'll explain that intro music in just a second. First, we have to take care of a couple of things that are in the business realm of radio. Number one, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Now, I've been chastised for not telling you to go to Facebook, the David Spoon Experience, like it, make a comment, do something. So they're going to keep chastising me because I'm not mentioning it. Also, Twitter, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. That's our handle, at Spoon Experience. I don't even know what that means, but that's what it is. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. And as you know, Eric was just in on Friday and did a great job and kind of like the go-to, one of the go-to people that I pray for when we got some things going on in life. So I appreciate that. That tells you the level of confidence I have in some of the people that we do business with. Let's just understand this one concept. You have a roof, okay? Sometimes the roof has to be checked. Now, let me help you out. I'm going to go a different route on this one, Paulie. Watch this. On top of your head, you have your dome. And every once in a while, you need to have your dome checked out. You need to make sure that there's not a lot of cobwebs in there. You need to make sure that there's not a lot of yucky stuff in there. You need to have it inspected and checked out. Well, that's what Excalibur Roofing does, only for the dome on your house. It's a dome watcher, so to speak. You want to give them a call. All their estimates are free, but you do need to do an inspection. After all, if the dome on your house falls down, it lands on your head. So you got to get that taken care of. Doesn't matter if it's new roof construction, by the way, old roof replacements, repairs, waterproofing. They do a whole bunch of other things. Plus their integration with solar, which is why they're working with Current Solar Contracting. Hello? That tells you what's going on there. When you think roof, you think Excalibur. Roof. Excalibur Roofing. That's what I want you to think. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website, 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. That's like that guy from The Simpsons, you know, the Reverend Lovejoy guy, you know, that's right, 760-743-8803. Okay, how was that? Not too shabby, right?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. That's pretty sad that that's not too bad. Okay, folks, I got an opener that's going to take us all the way through. So I want you to get ready because I'm going to tell on somebody in my family, and it's me. So let's start off where you can understand why we played Spider-Man and how this applies to this story you're about to hear. Thank you very much, Robo Paul, for putting that in there. By the way, doing an excellent job taking over for Robo Producer while he's on vacation. He did a great job so far. So here's what happened, folks. Now, far be it for me to put myself in a less than manly position. And I will say that for 50 plus years, I have been the one in my entire family, since I was like 8, to be the one that always ended up killing spiders. This is just, and what's really funny is my son, my eldest son, who's about 6'1¼" and weighs about 184 pounds and has probably 4% body fat, is deathly afraid of spiders. Just want to point that out. So anyway, yesterday, and this is the thing I want to talk about. Yesterday, last night, I got engaged in this study. I'm doing this kind of cool study on the Synoptic Gospels. And for those that don't know what the Synoptic Gospels, Synoptic has to do with your eyes and the way you see. And the Synoptic Gospels are three of the four Gospels, which see in a similar vein. And so it gets into the depth of it. And I'm doing this study, and it's an in-depth study. It's not like one or two things. You got to get into it. And there's a couple of different books that I'm using. And 3.5 hours I did that. Well, I'm going through 3.5 hours. That's a long time to get into a study, to check things out. I'm just trying to get the hold of it. And why am I doing this study? You think I'm doing this because I'm just looking for personal enrichment? Well, that's only partly true. The fact of the matter is, knowing material like this, understanding the depth of the gospel, grasping certain elements is a crucial part of me communicating on this show, as well as keeps me current with the different thinking trends and theologies that are taking place. So I like to do that because, I mean, if somebody wants to talk to me about, liberation theology, I'd like to talk to them about the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So it's the big deal. So anyway, I'm getting into this, right? 3.5 hours. So here's what happens. The wife and I have a couch, and our couch is kind of it's kind of a C. You know how those couches are? It kind of starts in one place and kind of see like a sectional kind of thing, but not a like a square. It's more of a roundy thing than a squarey thing. And so we can look at each other while we're doing various things. One of the things that we like to do, we happen to be crazy, nutsy in love, and we've been that way for years and years and years and years and years. And that's how we are. So I'm sitting there studying. I'm looking through this one particular portion, talking about how the high priest responded to Jesus in the different gospels, looking at all three. I have a book that has all the gospels laid out next to each other. And the wife comes running over. And you hear a whap, whap, whap. And I'm like, what is it? What is it? And she goes, there's a spider. And he was on the couch and he was making a beeline for you. That's right. I said a spider, which was making a beeline for me on the couch, making a beeline apparently for some part of me. For some reason, I looked like a tasty morsel. I guess to him, I must have looked like a whale or something. I can't imagine anything else. But it's what happened after that of which I hang my head low. I did not jump up and scream like a girl, which is what most of you think. Well, that's what Dave did. He jumped up and screamed like a girl. That's not what I did. The wife was not able to secure the demise of the spider, which meant that the spider made its way into the couch. So I got up and I not so gently threw my books down. Okay. And I started to rip apart the couch to find the spider. It is at this point, because I knew I was studying, that I decided I would now communicate with God about this issue. And in communicating with God, this is not the proper way I did this. Yeah, now if I had done that, if I had shouted to the Lord in a voice of praise, that would have been awesome. I shouted at the Lord in a voice of rage, not to the Lord in a voice of praise. And I told the Lord that I was very, very unhappy. And then these words actually did come out of my mouth. Now, I had to repent afterwards, so don't everybody freaking out on me. But I did make the comment because I had done some really in-depth studies on Job. I did say, if you thought Job complained a lot. No, I really did say that last night. In fact, it's pretty amazing that I'm still alive today because I actually said that to the Lord. If you thought Job complained a lot, and then underneath my breath, you can hear little spurts coming out of 3.5 hours, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for the gospel's sake, and you're letting a little spider interrupt me and disrupt me. So this morning, as I'm praying and repenting and thanking God that I'm still breathing, it dawns on me, this thing that dawned on me, that apparently my viewpoint or take on this was that I was studying the great things and the mysteries so I can yield them to others because I is so wise. And while I'm doing that, the spider attacks me, and my interpretation was the spider was disrupting my study. The Lord quickly and mercifully pointed out to me that perhaps my perspective was the incorrect perspective, and perhaps on his end of things, not, I didn't say he did this, I said perhaps, he was saving me from the spider even though I didn't know it. Maybe the spider's attempt was to get me, but God, using my wife, was not going to let the spider chew off my arm. Besides the fact that it was only the size of a gnat. Besides that. So perhaps me freaking out and being Jobinian in the wrong capacity, which would be chapter 3 through 31, and my attitude was an incorrect attitude. So I apologize to the Lord. I am telling you, even something as little as an itsy-bitsy spider disrupting your Bible study can be interpreted incorrectly. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'm just going to crawl my way around and figure it out.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
The Comfort Cub has been such a blessing. As a hospital chaplain, I've given many Comfort Cubs to hurting families, and I've seen firsthand their healing touch.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based, challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Join Bobby and Tony Lee with Media for Women Enterprises every Friday night at 9 p.m. right here on KCBQ 1170 as they teach you all the information you need to know to successfully start a new business, set up a website, publish a book, do social media so it works, and much, much more. Have pen and paper ready and tune in every Friday night at 9 p.m. to the Media for Women show. Guys are welcome, too. Visit the website at mediaforwomen.com. That's media, the number four, women.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany. And Brittany is expecting sooner and sooner. So every day that I mention that, you know it's sooner and sooner. The only thing you know is that whatever day the doctor gave her for the baby to come, that's when the baby's not coming. That's the only thing you can count on when you get a birth date. When they go, oh, the kid's coming out on this date, that's the only day you don't have to worry about. That's the one that's the kid's not coming in. It's usually before or after that date, which is not surprising. Current Solar Contracting, by the way, what does that got to do? Her pregnancy got to do with Current Solar Contracting? Nothing. You just should be praying for them. They're a great couple. They love the Lord. They support the show. They support the Christian community at large. We support them. And when people are pregnant and they're doing baby stuff, it's like, yeah, you pray for them. That's what you do. That's what Christian communities do. They get out of themselves and they concentrate on others. Why? Well, one, that's what the Lord told us to do. So that's an easy one. Two, that reflects Jesus Christ. And if there's something you're supposed to be doing that's more than reflecting Jesus, I'd like to know. And then number three, it's ironic that when you take the interest of others, the power of your own distractions and disturbances reduce greatly. Now, you think that's a coincidence? Is that a coincidink? No. That's how the Lord set it up. So that when we're taking care of others, it becomes a big issue. And you think, you know, how do you get a live read out of all this? They're a Christian couple that love the Lord. They've got a solar contracting business called Current Solar Contracting. They'll come to your house. They'll do an analysis. It's free. If they can save you money, they'll say, we can save you money. If they can't, they'll say, we won't. We can't. We can't do it. If they can save you money and you're spending $150 or $140 or $130 in electricity or more and they can move that to $20-$25 a month, okay. They're going to make money. You're going to save money. Everybody's happy. That's how you do a live read for a Christian couple that's supporting a Christian show that's committed themselves to honoring the Lord and what they do. That's how you do that right there. 619-272-0303. 619-272-0303. That's the phone number. Wait, 619-272-0303. Also, currentsd.com. CurrentSD. SD not standing for Super Dave. Oh, well. CurrentSD.com. What can you do? I'm going to do a shorter DDD. We have our good friend, Reverend Eric Smith, who's in the studio already hanging out with us. He can hang out with us. He's going to sit tight for a few more minutes. We're going to do this, and that's from The Caring Painters. So if you remember when Eric was on last time, we're going to do a DDD. I think it's a pretty good one. I think it's this is the one I want to do. It's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Pauly, if you want to jot that down for the sake of scripting. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, here's what I want you to think about, folks. Ready? It's a really long, no, it's not long. It's short. I was just giving you a hard time. It's a short passage that may make you concentrate on the things that need to be concentrated on more, like him, for example. Here's what it says. Ready? Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. That's not overly complex. I can probably break that down into, you know, maybe 15 mini segments. We don't need to do that. Here it is. Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Casting. To cast is to throw upon. The actual Greek word means to give up or yield it, almost like a yielding of it or a throwing it off of you. So you throw it off you, and you throw it in a direction where God is. So in our case, we throw to God, okay? So you cast all your care. Now, it doesn't say it's all bona fide care. Just would like to point that out. It doesn't say that everything that you're concerned about necessitates deep concern. But because it's in you and a part of you, God cares for you. If he counts the number of hairs on your head, he cares about the strains in your heart. Right? I mean, that's not overly complex. But here's what it says. Casting all your care upon him because, and that's the key, because, well, what's the because answer? He cares. Now, this is where the switch happens. Your whole life, you're looking for people that care about you. You're looking for people that are committed to you, that stand with you, that love you, that can love you in the Lord, that can love you in relationship in life. You have good relationship with your kids, parents. That's the whole general idea. In this passage, we get a specific definition about God's caring side about your trouble. The stuff that's on you and that's in you that bring you down, that are weighing heavy on you. That's why the reference is casting your care upon him so that your load is lighter and you're able to walk freer because Jesus came to set the captives free. Casting all your care upon him because he cares about you. And the one thing I dislike about this is some exegetical teachers will say, well, that you is everybody in general. No, it's not. That's not even true in the Greek, which drives me nuts. That you is a specific you. It is tailored to you specifically. God is so big and so great, he can care individually about you. Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you, making life better in the living process. That's all solid stuff. Use that. We're going to take our break, then we're going to come back with Reverend Eric Smith from the Caring Painters. Going to be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere. Deep spiritual stuff coming. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
And Tony Lee with Media for Women Enterprises every Friday night at 9 p.m. right here on KCBQ 1170 as they teach you all the information you need to know to successfully start a new business, set up a website, publish a book, do social media so it works, and much, much more. Have pen and paper ready and tune in every Friday night at 9 p.m. to the Media for Women show. Guys are welcome too. Visit the website at mediaforwomen.com. That's media, the number 4, women.com.
So you've made it to the golden years, and frankly, you deserve it. You got there based on choices you made, the steps you took. You went to school, you fought in a war or two, you got married, raised the kids, and now you want to enjoy the grandchildren or simply enjoy retirement. Yet there are still steps to take and choices to make. Enter the new reverse mortgage. This is not your grandmother's reverse mortgage, but instead a safe financial tool to redefine your retirement, fund your longevity, and enjoy those golden years. Learn how this government-insured loan of opportunity can help you access the equity you've built in your home as cash, eliminate your mortgage payments, and let your home work for you. Join my friend Mehran Aram, certified reverse mortgage professional, September 10th at 6 p.m. at the San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista for a free educational workshop on the new reverse mortgage. Reserve your seat today. It's free. Call 866-611-30 or online aramco.biz. Move your life forward with a reverse mortgage today. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE 01853626 0116276 NMLS 2773162801 26.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry.
It has been so hot lately, you have probably been running the AC nonstop. You've also maybe noticed some hot and cold pockets throughout the house, or maybe the upstairs is way hotter than the downstairs. Well, these are some of the warning signs that your air conditioning unit is failing. Call 1-800-COMFORT. I know Ken and Tina personally, the owners of this company, and they are such kind and wonderful people. They have an incredible team. And ultimately, you want to be comfortable in your home, and you also want to be comfortable with who you let in your home. And you can rest easy with the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT. Right now, you can get up to $1,700 in rebates towards a brand new Energy Star Linux home comfort system, plus up to another $1,000 trade-in for your old AC unit. And they'll also install their whole house allergen air cleaner free. Don't sign or pay a dime until you call 1-800-COMFORT. Even if you've spoken to another AC company, call 1-800-COMFORT for a second opinion. 1-800-COMFORT or 1-800-COMFORT.com. Comfort you can count on.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Most of the time, I'm pretty good about responding to emails. The ones where they have, really nasty things, I just pray for the people. It's just easier. It's easier to deal with it that way. Here we have in studio our very own good friend, Reverend Eric Smith, who is the president, owner, creator, entrepreneur, starter, in this case, pushed by the Lord, but then became author of The Caring Painters. It might be a night with a nice way to say that. And The Caring Painters, just so everybody can know, there's two things I want you to get right away. TheCaringPainters.com is the website. TheCaringPainters.com. And we're talking about caring, C-A-R-I-N-G, as in somebody caring for you, which is ironic that we just did that whole thing about God caring for us. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't even pick that. Wow. That's kind of a cool little connection. Eric and I are having this spiritual fellowship, so if you guys want to join in, just listen in. It's really quite good. That is kind of cool, though. That's another element. So you're talking about top-quality paintings by top-quality painters. You're not talking about people that are inexperienced. You're talking about people that are committed to getting the job done. And the caring painters, they care about their not just reputation, but the job they do and the professionalism that they bring. And you will never see that more true than with Reverend Eric Smith, who is committed to making sure the job is done right. And so, you know, we talk about roofing and we talk about solar. Now we're talking about painting, you see?
Amen.
And I'm just thinking, I just keep thinking in the back of my mind, in about 5 years, it's going to be about 15 or 20 businesses, and they're all going to be related to the same kind of fields, and it's going to be like, I know what to do if I ever get a house. This is going to be easy from that point of view. Bottom line is they also are participants in the Loving Care Center, which is masterfully designed by the Lord to minister to people who are elderly, who are in either a convalescent home, group homes, hospitals, at different locations, who don't get a lot of human contact. And if there's one thing that everybody knows who can hear me, there is few things better than somebody out of the blue contacting you and saying, hey, I was just thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Or I was just thinking about you, praying for you. Or somebody sends you a text, somebody who doesn't normally send you a text. Hey, got you in my heart and in my mind. The Lord, so, you know, it's like that kind of thing is so powerful because it makes us all feel connected to the Lord and to one another. See, that whole love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbors, love yourself thing, that really comes to fruition. So welcome to the show, and I'd like you to take just a minute to talk about the painting and then a little bit about Loving Care Center, and then we're going to get into some spiritual stuff that I think some people are going to really be blessed by. So talk to me about painting.
Absolutely. First of all, let me thank you, David, and I'd like to thank you and the staff for having me here. It's always great to be here with you guys. As it relates to the painting business is booming now. We are doing really, really well. We service residents throughout San Diego County. We have been doing so under the Care and Paint Painters Company emblem since 2004. We just like you said earlier too, and it's really wonderful how God has worked this out. You were coming from First Peter, and you were talking about cast your cares and fears or whatever on God. And the name of the Caring Painters, I gave it that name simply because I wanted us to be different. I wanted us to really look at people as people, human beings, caring beings, as opposed to dollar signs. Now I'm simply saying that we don't look at people as dollar signs only. My crew of gentlemen that work with me, I make sure that they have our same thought process, that they view people like that too. It is my belief, therefore, if a person cares for you, they are simply going to care about your property. That's our thought right there.
That's good. That's right there. Now, let me phone number, by the way. I didn't give that out earlier. I want to make sure I do that. 619-465-4786. That's 619-465-4786. Now, that's like a general number? Is that like a main number?
That's the office
that's the
number.
Office number.
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to give out the other number, or you just let's stick with the office number?
Office number is fine.
Okay. 619-465-4786 for those of us that need to have numbers put together to make the memory system not have
yes
to work quite as hard. So if the Caring Painters is committed, and if they care, they're going to care about the work they're doing, they're going to care about the property they're painting, they're going to transfer that care and that genuineness into their service.
Absolutely.
And that's really a big part of the element. With the Caring Painters is the overflow for the Loving Care Center. It kind of comes out of that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. God is basically awesome. God touched me one day as I was visiting an elderly gentleman. He was a disabled veteran, an old neighbor of mine. He had fallen ill and landed him in a nursing home. I went over to visit him, and it changed my life. There were so many people there, residents, as they're called, in their wheelchairs. And I met several of them, holding their hands and talking to them. And I met him and talked with him. And as I left the facility, the same group of people that I met entering, I also met them as I was exiting. Mm. there they were again in the hallways and in the lobby in their wheelchairs. The facility was absolutely beautiful. Soft carpet, tile floors like mirrors, silk wallpaper, you know, the lights hanging from the ceiling. But that's not really what touched me. What touched me were those people that were there, those seniors, those elderly people that were there. I was touched by them literally because as they held my hand and I looked into their eyes and how all of them wanted to talk to me, wanted me to stay there with them. When I left there, I felt like something had happened to me. To be honest with you, I felt like that I was somewhat high or drunken, if you will, because there was something going on within me that I didn't know what was happening, but I had been touched by them, and I noticed that they were starving, not for food. They get plenty of food there at the facility, not from juices or either meds. They get plenty of medicine, but from friendship, but from personal interaction or personal contact, someone to look at them, someone to smile at them, someone to care for them. And that changed my life till I volunteered there. I used to go there as a volunteer, and that wasn't enough. And I began to talk to other church members. And then that gave birth to what is now called the Loving Care Center. And we've been doing this as a nonprofit organization since 1998.
Wow. Now, when people use the Caring Painters, is there a part of that that spills over then towards the Loving Care Center? Is that how that works, or is it just that the Care Painters is a supporter? You know what I'm saying? How does that work? Is it?
Well, that's an excellent question. The Caring Painters basically fund the Loving Care Center. It was very difficult for me to go out like many other people do and to sell the idea or to raise funds. I'm not really good at that. So I said, well, God gave me this baby. Certainly God is going to enable me to take care of this baby.
Yeah.
So I said, well, with my painting business, I'll just keep feeding this baby. But I am getting somewhat better now that I'm getting older in asking for some help, saying we need some help to feed this baby, which is the Loving Care Center, which takes care of our seniors that are in skilled nursing facilities.
Excellent ministry, by the way. Just excellent. And so I encourage you, if you have some painting needs, listen to me. 619-465-4786. That's 619-465-4786 is the phone number to call. Or you can go to The Caring Painters, thecaringpainters.com. Go to the website and touch base with Reverend Eric that way. You do it either way. I mean, it's not you can do it whatever you're comfortable with. And if you're having a hard time for whatever reason, contact the station. We'll put you in touch. I mean, it's one of the things that we do. All right, now that we've done that and kind of laid that foundation, so Eric comes in and I'm like, you know, I want to really get into some spiritual elements. And I don't know, it's just either the way that the Holy Spirit's moving today or it's just whatever God has in mind. Let's just go with that. And it's just ironic that in this particular day you brought something that the Lord had just given you that you were teaching in school in the last month or so?
Well, basically, as I listened to the Lord's voice, you know, I'm mindful of that the Bible says that we should know the shepherd's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is our shepherd. And when we are still and in quiet, we can hear something. And God has given me many things to write down, and sometimes I write them, sometimes I don't. But I've been working with some youth over at Woodland Park Church, Greater Woodland Park Church,
mm-hmm.
out in South Bay under the leadership of Bishop Roy Dixon there. And I had been teaching earlier on, too. And one of the things that I noticed with working with kids, many times they are very active. They want to move about. They want to look at something else. They want to touch something. They want to bend down. They want to stand up and what have you. And God spoke to me and said, the reason that many of them are not getting learning is they have difficulty listening. If they can't listen, how can they receive it? And so God gave me something, worked with me in my mind, and just kept me up. And so this is what I came up with for the church. It's a church model, mainly for the kids. And it goes like this. It says, I promise to listen so that I can learn. I promise to learn so that I can succeed. I promise to succeed so that I can lead. I promise to lead so that I can unite. I promise to unite so that we can build strong relationships and trust and love one another. For this is the will of God. And it is my belief that when God gave me that he's saying that we need to listen in order to learn. And then when we learn, we can certainly succeed. And when we succeed in a calling and a work, we're then in a position to lead. And then when we are leading effectively, we can certainly unite people. And when we become united, we can then build and build strong relationships based on love and trust. And I know without any shadow of a doubt, this is the will of God.
Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, that's really an excellent piece. And I think the first part is so, you can't just say it's crucial, but I mean, if you think about it from a Christian point of view, our communion with the Lord, I mean, we have to listen. You have to listen. And what a lot of people do is, even in relationships, husbands and wives, I see it with husbands and wives, I see it with kids and parents and so on and so forth, and then teachers and students. People will pay attention, but like for a small little zone, a small little part, they don't really, they listen, but it's just like maybe with 5 or 10%.
Yes.
And there's this saying in certain Christian realms about being present when you're having a conversation. Now, what that means is when you're having a conversation, even though everybody multitasks, that's not the issue because you're breathing and you're sitting and you're moving your hands or doing whatever. Everybody does it. That's no big deal. But listen to what's being said. In other words, don't just have the sound decimals come into your ears. Process the sound decimals so that you know what's being said. Move it inside of you. Interpret it. In fact, one of the greatest keys, I think it was Dr. Dobbs actually came up with this, was when you hear it, say it back to the person so that they can know you're on the same page. It's like it's a great way to do it. Yeah. So my wife will say something, and I'll say on purpose, are you saying this? And then I'll bring it right back to her to make sure I'm catching what she's trying to communicate, because sometimes we don't maybe say it. But the listening part that you wrote there, that's crucial.
Absolutely.
That is the big step to moving towards the right, not just relationship, but ministry in the Lord. So, I mean, that's a great piece. You did a great job on that.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
God certainly gave me that.
Yeah, good job on that. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got to exit, but I want to make sure that everybody – see how fast it goes when you get
yes.
the Lord? It's just like zing, we're over. What?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's fast. The Caring Painters, Reverend Eric Smith, 619-465-4786. That's the phone number. TheCaringPainters.com is the website. Any painting needs, you got to get in touch with them. Also, don't forget the LovingCareCenter.org, another great ministry that people can mention, get involved with, and participate with. Great job, Eric. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Awesome to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, you know I'm not telling you what we're doing, so you might as well just keep it tuned here.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Team Kia of El Cajon has made it even easier to drive away in a brand new Kia Soul or Kia Optima with zero down, zero due at signing. Also including the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty going on till September 2nd at Team Kia of El Cajon. It's as simple as sign it and drive it.
As a parent, you want what's best for your child, providing them with a safe and nurturing atmosphere. The staff and faculty at City Tree Christian School knows exactly how you feel.
Hi, I'm Daphne Wadley, preschool director at City Tree Christian School. And the caring community of parents, students, and educators at City Tree are committed to integrating academic excellence with the teaching of Jesus Christ as found in the Bible. City Tree's professional, experienced, and dedicated staff understands that your child's education and spiritual development lays the foundation for growth of personal, physical, and professional relationships and behaviors. City Tree offers small classroom education for preschool, elementary, and middle school children, and believes that learning is a lifelong process. We invite you to schedule a tour with us today.
Schedule your tour by calling 619-232-3794. That's 619-232-3794, or online at citytree.org.
Dee Dee Dolphin is an Amazon.com downloadable Christian-based ebook assisting the reader and the child in building caring and nurturing relationships. How to notice that inner compass that helps all of us make the best decisions for our lives. Just like Dee Dee Dolphin, your child is naturally adventurous. As you and your child read Dee Dee Dolphin together, the story reminds us to listen to the lively voices from within, to be cautious, to be gentle and kind, and to be wise and of sound mind. Dee Dee Dolphin is a fun children's ebook filled with adventure and hopes and dreams using sea life friends to tell this wonderful, colorful story.
Purchase your ebook copy of Dee Dee Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to DeeDeeDolphin.com. That's DeeDeeDolphin.com, the fun children's ebook filled with adventure, hopes, and dreams.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministries, spotlighting a great sponsor of KPRZ Ministry Appreciation Events, Thrivent Financial. Thrivent Financial is a Christian company that helps folks just like you in the areas of life insurance, budgeting, investing, and retirement planning. And in 2013, Thrivent Financial donated over $20 million to Habitat for Humanity. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. Please call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes@thrivantfinancial.com. And for more information about KPRZ's great free pastor appreciation events, call us at 858-535-1210 or visit us online at kprz.com. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay, we just got so much stuff going on. Let's just tell you right now, this segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery, our good friend Tommy Hawthorne, and all the people at Genesis Recovery San Diego who are committed to helping guys who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. I don't care what anybody says, you're going to be a slave to somebody. Now, it's either going to be a slave to God through Christ, or you're going to be a slave to sin. Take your choice. People are like, oh, I'm slave to nobody. Wrong again. Wrong again. So what they help people do is move from bondage type of slavery, which is to drugs and alcohol, to the liberating elements that are found in Christ. And that's where you want to find freedom, is in Jesus. They help people not just get to sobriety, man, and that's hugely important, but they help people get to full redemption of every part of their lives. Genesis Recovery San Diego can be, you can just mention them in prayer. It wouldn't hurt anybody to spend 3 seconds or 5 seconds in prayer mentioning that the Lord might bless them. We ask you to do that, to become a prayer partner in that capacity, on your own time, in your own capacity. You mention them before the Lord. If you know somebody that superbly needs their help, contact them. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Also, you can go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. I think I've known these guys for... Man, it's got to be close to, it's not quite a year, but it's getting around to the longer and longer time. And they're great because they go right to the heart, to the core of things. They minister to people who some people give up on. And so you got to appreciate that. That's a very powerful element. Very powerful indeed. Okay, we only have, I think I only have like two and a half. What do I got? Like, I got 3 minutes. You know, I can't do, it's so hard to do this stuff in 3 minutes. It's incredible. So we'll do a simple DDD. We have a special guest coming on at 3 o'clock. We have another guest at 3:20. We've got some things that we're doing all over the place. Let's just take care of this real quickly. Jeremiah 17:7. That's the passage that we're talking about. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. That's a passage out of the New American Standard Bible. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. So you think, well, what's the difference? Enormous. Enormi. Jigungai. Jigungai enormi. I know that's not a word, but you're getting my drift, right? Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. The question is, do you trust in the Lord? Do you trust in him? Do you trust in him for his maneuvering and all that he has to do and his coordination? I mean, I don't know what those are. I think they're called needlepoint. Needlepoint are those things where you bring the different color threads through the little picture. And on the front of the picture, on the front side, it's outlined beautifully and the colors match and it looks perfect. But underneath it, there's different lengths of the yarn or whatever the stuff is. What is that stuff called? It's like yarn or something, right?
I'm going to go with yarn.
Yarn. And it's like different lengths, and it looks like a mess on the backside of it. Now, isn't that a great picture of how God operates in our lives? On the front side, his point of view, the picture is perfect. On our side, we're like going, what? I don't even get it. The colors don't even go together. That's trusting in the Lord for all the stuff that he's doing. But the second portion, whose trust is the Lord, is not just trusting in what God's doing. Watch this. But it's trusting in who God is. You see the difference? We can trust God for what he's doing. For all the stuff he's working out. After all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Well, that's cool. But we need to also trust who God is. That he says who he is, and he is who he says. And that every morning that we wake up, his loving kindness and his mercies are new for us, and it's a fresh day and a fresh start. We not just trust God in his operational system, we trust God for who he is. You got to trust him on both elements, for his working and for whom he is. And then remember this, God is love. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back at the top of the hour, special guest, and it's going to be great. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.